This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. 17 people were murdered in Raleigh last year, 27 people in Durham, and 41 people were killed in Greensboro. You may have heard their names and how they died, but you probably don't know much more than that. Homicide statistics are just that, statistics. But the burden of the loss is often borne only by their loved ones. The National Organization of Parents of Murdered Children offers survivors support and counsel. It aims to raise awareness about their loss. Today is their National Day of Remembrance, and tonight the Durham chapter will gather at St. Philip's Episcopal Church. The gathering will include a screening of the film The Mothers by Leonora Menai, who joins us in the studio now. Also with us is Mina Hampton, a co-leader of the Durham chapter of Parents of Murdered Children. Welcome to both of you. Good to have you on the program today.
Thank you very much.
Mina, tell me how you found out about the group, the Parents of Murdered Children.
Well, I found out about the group when my son was murdered in 1994. One of our rectors told me about that, and it was wonderful having to find out. I mean, it wasn't wonderful to have it find out about it, but I was delighted that I was able to be able to go and participate in the program, which was started here by Nellie Jones. And being with other people that had a child murdered and worked through the grief was it helped me to understand and be a part of it.
How did it help you?
Well, first of all, it helped by letting me know that there are people that understand, since they had experienced this. And so we were able to communicate with one another. So many times people will say, oh, well, get on with your life. This you've had time to grieve. That is a process that takes time. You go through a certain period of grief. It may be anger, anxiety, but you learn to live with that. And when you are working with a group of mothers or fathers, siblings, it is easier to understand how you can take care of this need.
And what are some of the special circumstances? Because it seems to me that that is true for any parent who has lost a child, this unique circumstance that you need to share with probably only people who've been through it. And yet there are certain unique circumstances when your child is the victim of murder.
The circumstances, I feel, are being with other people. Don't give up. I think that having a support group, having your family, sometimes they are not as readily to understand as a support group such as Parents of Murdered Children. And I think that is a big part of it, is having someone else to understand what you're going through with and being a part of it.
Leonora, tell us about your film and why you made it.
Sure. Thanks. First of all, thanks for having us today, Frank. I'm a former newspaper reporter. I was at the St. Petersburg Times in Florida, now the Tampa Bay Times, for 14 years. And for most of those years, most of those 11, I covered crime. And so I wrote a lot about people who were murdered. And I decided to do this film to shine a light on this issue, and that long after the headlines are gone, the survivors, the parents, the brother, the sister, the mother, the father, the partner, the husband, the wife, they have to live with this forever.
And so what did you find? Because one of the interesting things, it seems to me, and the difficulties that parents find themselves in is that they're in the midst of grieving. They've just lost a child, but they're also part of a criminal investigation. So for one thing, you get called into the DA's office, you get talked to by the police, who frankly are not counselors, they're not social workers, they're trying to solve a crime, and you're in the midst of grieving.
Absolutely. And the other thing, too, that the parents say is there's really never closure. Even if you go through the trial and the person's convicted and goes to jail, there's never closure for them.
You've been doing this for a while, and you're also writing a blog. And I think one of the aspects of this, bringing attention and having a day of remembrance, is the way we have constructed hierarchies, the value of certain lives, and how we privilege some deaths over the other, particularly in the media, I'm ashamed to say.
Well, one thing that I traveled to Phoenix, Arizona with Mina Hampton and Diane Jones, the two primary mothers in my film, and we went to Phoenix, Arizona to the National Conference for Parents of Murdered Children. And one of the workshops, the topic involved, you know, when your child's lifestyle is judged. And so I'm not condoning drug dealing or gang violence or prostitution or anything like that. However, these are human lives, and every life is worth it. And these people had parents and brothers and sisters who were grieving. And so it's just very important that we all know we're all one. And so, you know, we shouldn't judge.
I wonder, Mina, if there's any, just being the victim of a murder, whether or not you're involved in any of these other things, is it more difficult for you to talk about this? Is there a kind of stigma attached to being a victim of murder? Is it harder for you to talk to people about it?
Well, yes, at first it definitely was. I have gotten a little bit easier about talking about it now because there are other people out there that need to hear and know that we are a support group and that we will be willing to help them and want to help them. And if we can help someone, I think that's the important part of being a member.
Are parents reluctant to get involved with the group?
Pardon?
Are the parents reluctant? Are they?
Yes, they are. In fact, we have quite a few that feel that as if they can do it on their own. And we do not have as many of the parents here in Durham to attend as we would like to. I think that if they could come to one of the meetings and see that we do care, that we are understanding, that we are willing to help them to go through the process and let them know about the police department, the investigators that they have. And we're very fortunate that we have some investigators that come to our meeting that can help to answer some of their questions, because many times it's new. You have no idea what is going to happen. And the judicial system, we, you know, certainly need to know more about that. And we try to help them to be able to understand it a little bit better.
And it varies from place to place. But I know here in Durham, this chapter actually offers support. And we'll go in with you when you're called into the DA so that there's somebody sitting at your side who's there because you're grieving and not because you may have been a witness.
That's correct.
Leonora, what are some of the, you've talked to a lot of people now about this, parents, what are some of the things they tell you that's most difficult about the attention that their stories receive?
Well, I guess the biggest thing is the closure part. Like I said, there's never closure. The other interesting thing was when I sat in on another workshop at the national conference, and the word loss, I'm not sure you feel this way, Marcia, but parents, they don't really like the word loss, that they didn't lose their child. Their child was taken from them. So, you know, they don't particularly like the phrase, "I'm so sorry for your loss." I just remember several parents during the workshop saying, you know, "I didn't lose my child." So
someone took the life of an individual that we loved and cared for.
And it's a member of our community, and I think that's something else that's important to this. I know the Religious Coalition for Nonviolent Durham, of which I'm a member, holds vigils for every murder victim whose family agrees to it, usually at the place where they were killed, and brings people from all over Durham who choose to attend to think about this loss, because it's the whole community's loss, whether you live in that neighborhood, whether you knew that family or not. I mean, how important is that as a message in all of this, that the whole community, wherever you live, has just had someone taken from them?
Well, it's a vital message. I mean, there are people in our community who think that this can't impact them, or, you know, "I don't live in that neighborhood, so I don't need to worry about this," and they don't pay attention. And so, you know, the reason why I did this film is it's just 10 minutes, but that 10 minutes shines a light on, you know, an issue that is extremely important in our community. There are parents. There's one mother in my film. It took her 5 years to go back to the area where, to the street, to the spot where her son was gunned down. And that was a vigil. That was a Parents of Murdered Children vigil. And the fact that she couldn't go back to that spot for 5 years says a lot.
What's behind the National Day of Remembrance?
Well, Mina could probably speak more to that, but it's basically a time to remember, honor, and celebrate loved ones who have been taken away.
Mina?
Yes, and to let the country know, everyone know, that it is a special day in remembrance of all the loved ones that we have lost all over the United States. In fact, there was the it became a national day in 2007. Even here in Durham, we had had a day of celebration starting in 1999. And the day was decided by the Robert and Charlotte Hullinger, whose daughter was murdered on the 25th of September. And that's the reason we celebrate now on the 25th.
I want to thank both of you for being on the program today. Mina Hampton, co-director of the Durham Chapter of Parents of Murdered Children, and Leonora Manai, the director of the film The Mothers, which screens tonight at 6:30 at St. Philip's Episcopal Church. Thank you both for being on the
thank
program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Film screens tonight at 6:30, St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Durham, part of the National Day of Remembrance for Murder Victims. For more information, you can go to pomc.com. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.